of the United States of America, in general Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do, in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of the Declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
By dividing the Declaration into five parts, we can see how it progresses step by step. The first part states the reason for writing a declaration. The second part summarizes the philosophy behind the declaration. And the third part mounts an offensive against George III by citing the accumulated grievances of many years. With its theoretical and factual case complete at this point, the Declaration winds down to its conclusion. The fourth part expresses regret that Americans have not been supported by their English cousins. And the fifth part asserts the political sovereignty of the United States.